That's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Hi, say hello.
That's what we here for, bro.
Steve, all right.
I love that type of stuff. It's a small world.
I love how small it is.
Something like that.
Man,
it's okay.
Please. You ain't wearing a black.
No, you stressing out.
I was trying to get here, man.
Yeah, I forgot my weed. I was trying to get here, too. True.
That's crazy. Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Unless you want to send me some weed and roll it up in this paper.
I got you. I got a roll, too?
Yeah, bro. I'm not a roll paper.
Wait, y'all don't know? Y'all don't do rolls? You smoke roll paper?
I don't smoke. I just said
I don't have a roll.
Okay, well, I have a roll. Okay.
I just sell it.
Oh. Well, we'll check you out.
You know what I'm saying? I got to make my profit.
Hey.
We're going to squirt it off the camera.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I didn't make it. Mike, check.
You good?
Just understand.
Yo.
Because I feel like you're going to talk dead ass.
Oh, you think I'm talking? It's crazy.
How you sound? Oh, you good?
I'm good. I bet. Hey, yes, sir.
You want to just do that on commercial work?
Whatever.
Get it?
Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all know what it do. Y'all know what it does. We're back again with another one. Hey, man, we got a special guest in there with us today. Go ahead and let them know who you is, Miss Lady.
Hello. I'm Tina. Many know me as Tree Hugger, Birmingham area. Don't look at that. But for real.
Yeah.
Tree Hugger. If you know me by Tree, you know me by Trigger. That's it, period.
Okay, I bet. Why you call yourself Tree Hugger? Okay, yeah, clap it up. Why you
find
yourself
cheating? You know what? There's a story. I love nature. I love the environment. But it's up to everybody's discretion. You know what I mean? It's
true.
You know, everybody has their own idea of it.
Description, so. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. You like these natural disasters and stuff?
I think it's insane.
It is.
I think it's crazy. But you know, the only reason why we're having these natural disasters, not only one, is because, I mean, it's written that we're supposed to, but people don't pay attention and do what we're supposed to do. You know, if we listen.
I was going to ask you, do you believe in it?
Well, of course. Because
I do too. Man.
Yeah, of course.
There's a lot of stuff going on in this world.
Everything's being prophesized, you know what I mean? But if we listened to what we're supposed to listen to, we would be taking word. But, you know.
We hard headed.
Yeah, we hard headed, so.
I know I'm hard-headed.
If it ain't tsunamis and tornadoes, it is.
Fuck it.
Hard-headed, hey.
I'm scared of all that stuff.
Hey, it'll never make it down south, so we ain't got to worry about all that.
We got to deal with that.
We deal with tornadoes, so that's crazy. Yeah. And being from L.A., I'm used to earthquakes.
Oh, fuck no.
Y'all used to tornadoes. That's two different things. Tornadoes is a monster without a brain.
Like? What's that like?
It's just a little shaking, a little rumbling.
I don't even like real ground crack.
Huh?
You never seen a ground crack open?
No, but I've seen things close to it. Like, I had an earthquake happen in, like, 2011 back in L.A., and it destroyed the house. Like, chimney fell down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man. The neighborhood had to be rebuilt type shit, you know.
Shit.
But I'll take that over a tornado any day.
So. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, because that shit's scary as fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Give me a tornado.
Nah, fuck that.
You know what I'm saying? The tornado is like, well, nah, fuck that.
It never reaches.
Yeah, now that's the
earthquake.
That motherfucker. Earthquake is like crazy. Like,
yeah,
it is coming.
That's true.
That bitch gonna reach no matter where you are.
Like, the tornado is gonna definitely try to
put it like
wherever it's on. It don't
If it touch Bessemer, it's touching you. That's just.
If we get to Bessemer, it's over. Go ahead and just,
it's touching
Bessemer.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But it's been in Bessemer, and they make it to, like, the east side, though.
No earthquake.
Not the earthquake. No,
tornado. That's what I'm saying. An earthquake going to reach us.
Yeah. We don't really have y'all ever experienced an earthquake.
Hell no. I ain't trying to. I don't like roller coasters. Why I want to be in a
that's what I'm saying.
It's definitely
bro.
Like a roller coaster. That's crazy.
Look, that shit is scary as fuck. Mm-hmm. You don't know if the ground gonna crack open. You just like shit. It's shaking.
I'm walking through the parking lot and that bitch just split open in the parking lot. I'm fucked.
You fucked.
Ain't nowhere to go.
Ain't nowhere to go.
I'd rather be in that than a hurricane. Hurricanes. Think about those people in Japan.
That's different.
Taiwan.
That's different.
You know, that's crazy. Yeah.
I don't wish that on nobody.
Yeah.
I don't even care if you can swim. Gas
is done. Yeah, if you can't swim, you're dead.
Yeah, you're damn done. You can't swim.
Yeah, I can't swim, so I know I'm over with.
Yeah, you're damn
too grown
now. We ain't doing that.
You too grown, bro.
We ain't doing
that's,
that.
That's like,
we ain't
that's
doing that.
Childish.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'll be childish. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Too grown.
I can't swim, man. Fuck that. I don't fuck with no water. Big bodies of water at that. Big ass. Fucking wave of water just coming towards. I ain't gonna lie, I might die before that bitch even touch me.
That's crazy.
Pass out.
Oh, that's
panic
crazy.
Attack.
Think about that.
Straight heart attack at 28.
What you
like? Fuck that.
Man, go get them swimming lessons, man.
I'm gonna go, because they got a lot of them over here. Who? They got a lot of them.
YMCA.
They got a damn jump out of the pool.
I ain't gonna lie, I learned in the good. Went to Crestwood.
Yeah,
they just throw me in there.
Slowly. Shout out to Crestwood. Shout out.
I can't swim. Fuck that.
Oh, I do got a question though. I just saw this shit just before I got here. That shit said, would you rather be broke and in love or rich with no love? Like, including your kids don't even like have love with
you. Oh, that's tough. I was with you till you said the kids.
No, that's
tough. I changed everything.
Right. That's different.
Yeah, that's different. If the kids are thrown in it, it's an easy, you know what I mean, broke with love, you know.
Ooh, them kids still ain't gonna love me if I'm broke. So I don't know. You can't do nothing for them. You can't give them nothing.
They gonna, but you can't do that, though. You can't do that, babe. You gotta give me one option. Now, don't tell me my kids gonna love me if they ain't gonna love me if I'm broke. You gotta, and now if I'm rich and I'm broke, they don't love me.
That's
one thing. Now you gotta give me that love.
I'm saying,
don't tell me my kids not gonna love me either way.
You you can be rich and your kids not love you, but you can be broke
and
your kids love you. You can be broke and your kids love you.
And they still gonna love you.
That's definitely possible.
Yeah,
it's all about how you raise your child.
The fuck is you talking about? I ain't got nothing. They would love my steak and draw. My baby love.
See,
you
talking about actually broke, dude.
No, I mean, like, yeah, but all right. You talking about broke as fuck?
Broke as fuck.
You said bro. You talking about fucked up.
It ain't
no,
saying,
like,
I wasn't broke, I was fucked
it
up.
Ain't saying, goddamn, it's saying broke. Look, you trying to put some goddamn. No,
I wasn't broke, I was fucked up.
We know what the meaning of broke is, that you was broke, okay? You're broke and they just love you. That's what it's saying. You're broke and they love you.
I've been fucked up, but I ain't never been broke. I've been fucked up.
I just don't feel like I'm made to love you, bro.
Broke is like you ain't got nothing to come from. Like, you
fucked
know,
up,
I'm just fucked up. Like,
oh, okay, I get it.
Like,
you.
You put the
like,
emphasis
I'm
on the
up.
It feels
I fucked
different.
Up. Like, put the emphasis on up, not fucked.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just fucked up right now. But, like, if I'm broke, shit, like I ain't got nothing to look forward to. But like if I'm fucked up, I'm just in a bad situation.
Yeah. So now I'd rather definitely if you ask, I'm gonna let you ask it first.
What's the question?
What? Wait.
Oh.
Ask what? Wait.
Would you rather be rich? And
I just asked them. She said broke and loved.
You'd rather be broke and loved.
Yeah, I'd rather be broke and loved. Cause as long as the love there, you can always get the money. Feel me? That's how I look at it. As long as the work ethic and love or passion is there, the money will always come.
You know what I'm saying? If I got the money, then I'm going to get the love, too.
Yeah, that's also true. That's also, but it's superficial love. It's surface level love. You know what I mean?
Superficial and artificial.
It's superficial and artificial.
My mama.
You know what I mean?
You don't know if that shit for real.
You know what I mean? The kids goddamn love you because you're giving them this, that. Turn around, you say no. Over with.
Oh my God. Right,
it's the same thing.
That's the only part that got me questionable is the kids part. They ain't put the kids in there. I would have said, fuck them folks. Give me the money.
Oh, absolutely.
I ain't going to lie. I feel like I'm going to take the money because I feel like I'm a good persuader. I feel like I can talk you into loving me. I feel like I can teach my kid. Depending on, especially if you're talking about my kid specifically, if you're talking about Ava, I can talk her into learning how to, what's the word? Appreciating. Yeah. Appreciating what the fuck I'm able to do. Hey, look, I know that, you know, if you're so used to this, that, and the third, but this ain't come easy.
Wait. So was the question, wait, hold on. Because that's too easy.
Y'all motherfuckers turning the question to y'all own thing.
Because that's too easy. So was the question, would you rather be broke and have love or be rich as fuck with no love? Because if you're rich as fuck with no love, that's it. There's no convincing.
Okay.
They don't love you. Your wife don't love you. You just got money.
You're
right. Nobody can love you.
True enough.
If they can't love me, then fuck no. Because I'm built off that. So if they can't, if it ain't no persuading, it ain't no, fuck that.
Broke.
I'm putting emphasis on it. Broke. I'd rather be broke.
But goddamn, my kids better goddamn make it. My kids better.
Cause I mean, like, bro, like y'all realize, man, like, bro, this world really wrapped around money, bro. Mm-hmm. It's wrapped around the green dollar sign. So it's like, shit, if you have so many people around you because of what you have. And like, bro, shit, like, what if this shit fall through the water? What if this shit fall through the floor? You not finna have none of that no more. Like, you not finna have no love, no money.
True.
Fuck that.
You gonna have shit.
But I'd rather have people around me just because my name Quan. His name is Quan, and that's who I, you know what I'm saying? I love him for who he is. Fuck that.
As I was supposed to be.
Fuck that. Love me for me.
Facts. But you still gonna need the money.
You're going to need it. You're going to need it. If I die broke, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely we're going to die broke anyway.
Because ain't nobody finna be coming up, and you better not come in my motherfucking funeral talking about, yeah, he was a good person. That bitch ain't have no money. Yeah,
he
shit.
He owed me $10.
He owed me this. Oh, God. Don't do me like that at my funeral. Oh, God. I'm going to hunt your ass. I'm gonna haunt your ass.
Find you.
I'm gonna say, yeah.
That now, shit in blood, bro. You gonna have to go.
You're not getting that $10 now, motherfucker. Ooh. I'm gonna be all in your dreams. I'm gonna be fucking your head up.
But I ain't gonna lie, I would love to be a ghost, though. That shit, like, it's fun. I'll fuck with folks.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was a ghost, I'd fuck with folks all day long. I'd take a break in between, like, 9, 12 a.m. And then right in them spiritual hours, I'm up and at it.
I'm over with. I'm popping up in your car.
Yeah.
Your bed. Everywhere. You gonna see me.
I ain't gonna lie. That's all I'm finna say. I'd rather be a ghost that's in the back of your car and shit. I don't wanna fuck with you while you're in your home. Cause now you can't sleep. I'd rather really fuck you up. You turn your car on and I'm in the back seat.
Don't do that with me. I'd fuck around and crash. Please don't do that with me.
I'm in your back seat. You look in the rearview mirror trying to make sure you get ready to, you put your shit in reverse. Mm-mm. You just look in the rearview mirror and I'm back there.
Nope. No.
But you just told me on Facebook, rest in peace, alone and me. Now I'm in your back seat. Yeah, you shouldn't have said what you said at my funeral.
Tough.
What did you talk about? Nah, that's a wild one.
I would kind of want to live in peace, but it depends on who it is. Yeah. Some people I'd have to haunt.
You got your pics in too.
I got my little list, yo.
Man, get out of here.
You know, a little song.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't got nobody that I would just per se hunt. Not anybody I would name on camera. But I would definitely hunt some people. For real. But I won't want to say their name. But I think I would want to rest in peace.
You know, I mean, rest in peace, you know, that gone be bygones.
You know what I'm saying?
At the same time, though, I might have to get my little get back. So you ain't get off.
Man, what? For real. So what part? You say you from LA. What part?
From South Central. Wow. I don't know why everybody's reaction is the same.
That's
why y'all react like that.
Because it's the, I mean, that shit, that's a part. That's a part that we all know. Even if you ain't never been out there, you know about South Central.
Yeah.
So that's what's up though. I got my granddad. He's from Cali, and he was getting ready to head back down here from there on Wednesday, and he wanted to see me or whatever. So I was like, shit, man, like when are you gonna be down here? So I definitely got to make my way out that way.
Have you ever been?
I have, but just to the airport.
Oh,
that, just to lead back out.
It's definitely overrated.
I doubt that. You say that because you've been there.
LA is overrated.
You say that. I need to go. I need to try.
You gotta go.
I try that myself.
Because for some reason, people love it, and I just don't understand for real.
Because I mean, for one,
because y'all seen it in movies.
How long? Because you true that too. You've been down there long enough to even catch an accent. So how long was you living there?
16 years.
See, that's what I'm saying. You've been there like so long. You not gonna feel how I feel.
How I feel is the real.
How you feel,
feel
about Birmingham?
Honestly, I've been down in Birmingham for 2 years and I'm ready to go. Simply because Birmingham has so much potential, but fails to recognize the potential we have. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In clubs we have, it gets shut down. There's shootings, crime, the police department don't give a damn about nothing, you know? So, I just feel like I like Birmingham because of the activity.
Mm-hmm.
But opportunity-wise, I feel like I can go elsewhere.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I feel like, because I do music and shit. So, I'd be like, man, bro, with my potential music-wise, I want to go out there and see what the fuck they think about myself. Like, I want to see how they feel about me. Cause I'm different. Like shit, y'all fuck with a nigga. Like I'm a country nigga. I do music and shit like that. I want to see what y'all think about the shit that I got going on. So that's why I want to go out there and try it out and see what it's like. So I hear so many people say that shit that's from out there and they be like, it's whatever. No,
yeah,
it's
cause
not.
Yeah, because we know the real way. Like we know the real.
Yeah,
LA.
Yeah.
We know
I
the
feel
real.
That.
Like we don't know. We know what they show on Friday. We know what they show. You know what I mean? We know the real shit, you feel me? But I do feel like it's a place somebody needs to visit. Mm-hmm. If they're into music, arts, any type of entertainment, it's somewhere that needs to be on their bucket list, period.
Okay, cool.
You know, because I come from a music background. I come from an entertainment background.
Okay.
So LA, I mean, I grew up in the perfect place for it.
So what are you more into? What are you into, music or acting or any of that?
My passion is music, but, you know, my educational background says otherwise. You know, it's a long story. But
we're here for that.
But you know,
we're here for. I want to hear your long story.
Long story short.
Okay.
I grew up in music my entire life. When I went to college, I went to Tuskegee University, TU. Shout out to TU. I went to Tuskegee. I was going for music. They didn't have a music program at the time, so I was like, okay, Auburn University, it is.
Okay.
But Tuskegee gave me a full ride. You know, Auburn gave me what they gave me. So you got to go where the money is. So I went to TU. You know, I ended up majoring in something else.
Okay.
Graduating with a degree in psychology. You know, I'm going to UAB now for my MBA.
Okay.
But music has always been in the back of my mind. That's my passion. That's what I grew up with.
What genre?
I was actually in classical. I played the violin.
Hmm.
I played the violin for about 10 years. I was a beast. I'm not going to cap. I was fine.
That's dope, though.
I was fine. I was fine as fuck. And I eventually moved to, like, the saxophone, the trumpet, kind of got into, like, jazz and, like, pop and stuff like that.
You played you said you played the saxophone?
Mm-hmm.
Alto or tenor?
Alto.
I play alto saxophone.
Okay. Yeah.
I played the alto saxophone.
Yeah.
That's dope.
There's a lot
that's
of musicians.
That's dope. I fuck with it. I'm out of the gate. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know, music, I feel like everybody should be in music in some way or another.
Yeah, I do too.
Absolutely. Whether it's playing an instrument, singing, listening to music, making music, like, whatever it is, like,
you should be involved in music. You know, my boy just recorded a song.
No, no.
My boy just recorded a song. We're gonna let you hear when we get done.
No, we're not. Hell no. I was forced against my will to do something I didn't ask for.
Yes, he did. A whole song against your will? That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yes, he did.
He didn't give me the beat I was asking for. He gave me the beat that he thought I needed, and I don't.
I want to hear it. What y'all finna do? What you gonna do for
it.
Big Mama for real? What you gonna do for my birthday? You know my birthday last week. I want to hear the song.
We're gonna play Big Mama that motherfucking track. Oh, God, we got
this
one.
Shit.
As soon as we're done here.
You ain't shit. I'm more the person just go to the studio and listen
this
to
this is his first time ever recording a song.
I ain't the recorder.
He's never recorded a song. I do, like I said, I do.
You made that sound like that was like a regular thing.
Hell no, I'm the help.
No, he definitely was. That was his first time.
Yeah, I ain't the get on the mic. No,
he definitely gonna be the get on the mic person soon. We gonna get him on the mic more often than so. Oh God, real here soon. Like that boy really just recorded a song. I was drunk as fuck, so I passed out on the couch in the stool. I passed out. I didn't hit none of it.
Nothing. That song took about 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It took about 3 hours. Him and my boy, who's supposed to be here, but
yeah, nigga took a day off.
Yeah, he took a day off. So, yeah, they did a song without me, man. I'm gonna get on that track too, cause I still was just shocked.
Yeah,
I'm in shock about that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm changing the whole thing.
Yeah, you definitely got to redo it. But at the same time, I was so happy to hear you on this song, man. I was like, damn, bro, my boy is on this song.
Man.
Yeah, man, I've definitely I've done music for the last 5 years. So when you said that you do music or you were into the entertainment business, it intrigues me, cause like I said, I want to go to Cali and I want to try to put out my music out there in that way, cause I do a lot of R&B stuff. A lot of my music be like, you know, soft touching. It ain't really too many people. I mean, that want to hear that type of stuff down here. Was everybody down here tough as hell, buff as hell? Everybody down here, pit bull.
I'm talking about motherfucker, pit bull. Boy, goddamn, rough as fuck, especially in Birmingham.
Yes, bro. Everybody down here. What you do?
Huh?
She said, huh? She broke her nail, bro.
Ah!
Nail gone. Is it gone?
He's out of there.
It's missing. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Before we hit play.
Ain't nothing.
If you see this, just know it was here 10 minutes ago. It was here, right here.
Hey, but what the hell was y'all doing before I got here?
That's crazy. Mm. What the hell is? She sat down and said, oh, my nail.
Oh, Lord.
What?
That y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. Shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. Me, Perk, and Trey here, we done been on this bitch in pajama pants and all.
Man, comfortably.
Comfortably.
This is a place to be comfortable.
Yeah, definitely. That's why it's called Anything Goes.
Yeah, I feel the vibe.
Yeah, we definitely be just doing shit. Just be doing shit, popping on here, popping out shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. I ain't gonna lie though. I was late turning the mics on. But yeah, we still got it though. You know?
You're an asshole.
So it's Sunday. Is this y'all gonna be playing for the day? Or what?
For Sunday? Yeah, yeah.
I just got back from Atlanta.
This is what I'm gonna do.
That's why I'm not running in the house.
When I'm done with this, I'm going to have some shots, get high, and watch cartoons.
Shots, get high, and watch cartoons.
Yeah, yeah, and eat. Gotta eat.
I gotta finish my chicken.
Not really.
I gotta call my women. Yep.
Fuck Birmingham. I don't like going out of Birmingham. I'm just waiting on our trip. That's it.
True.
But fuzz like doing shit here, man. We did go out. We went out with it was Friday. I mean, mm-hmm. You can count that.
Yeah, we went to Blaze Hookah Lounge.
Never heard of Blaze Hookah Lounge.
Shout out to Blaze Hookah Lounge. Shout out to Blaze Hookah Lounge, man. Latoya Johnson, y'all make sure y'all check her out. Hit up on Facebook and Instagram, Blaze Hookah Lounge. It's just opened like 2 weeks ago, I think, now. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely it's a new spot that everybody should check out. It's a good spot, good vibes, good drinks.
Good food, too.
They always have the food. They always have somebody new. So you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes they have chicken wings, fries, and all that stuff. And then sometimes they might have a food truck to, you know, pull through. It's always different stuff. You never know what you're going to get. So you just pull up and see what they got to offer.
And go try them slushies.
Try them slushies, though, man. $8 slush, You know what I'm saying? You might get a shot or two thrown in that motherfucker. Might have you twisted. I know I walked out of that bitch slurring words. My boy said, you drunk? I said, no, I'm not.
Oh, God, we can't get this nigga in the car for shit.
They can't get me in the car, man. I was trying to get my little partner in the car, man. They was like, man, he good. I'm like, man, fuck that. What'd I say? Hey, but no, bro. I knew I was drunk, but I was like, man, fuck that, bro. I'm checking on my boy, bro. I ain't trying to hear that shit because it's my little brother. But yeah, man, Blaze Hookah Lounge is definitely a good spot to check out. If y'all ever out and about on Sixth Avenue, y'all make sure y'all go check it out. I'm gonna keep giving you your shout out, man, cause you doing your shit, man.
Clap.
Keep doing that shit, man. Give him a clap out. Ladies, keep the lounge, man. Check them out. Yeah.
No, I appreciate Birmingham though. Birmingham has a lot of spots. Mm-hmm. It's like a little Atlanta without having to leave.
I ain't gonna boost us up that much.
Yeah, not that. Okay. Hey. Yeah, you know what? If people could stop killing and closing down the clubs, we'd be straight.
We'll be straight. There you go.
We'll be straight. Long story short, yeah. We'd be all right.
We'll be straight. Yeah,
but when it's turned, it is turned. I ain't going to lie.
My mama, bro. We done had a few, you know, a few occasions where we was like, damn, that was fun. And we woke up and when nobody did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, that was good, man. Like, shit, I had fun. Wake up, nobody did. I'm like.
You weren't.
Let's go. But yeah, it is like that though. I hate that though.
Fact that we have to marvel over that is crazy. Like the fact that that's not the norm, and like we actually have to like celebrate about the fact that nobody dies is crazy. Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That shit crazy, man. Cause shit, like a lot of people don't understand when they come down here. Like shit, you really, honestly, for real. It don't happen unless you into some shit. I mean, it's clear, like, obviously a lot of bystanders and shit like that die. But, like, a lot of the times it be because people be already into shit.
Yeah, that's true.
That they don't need to be into if they not like that. Or even if they do is like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, even the toughest niggas die. But it just be like, damn, like, just stay out of shit.
Yeah.
Stay out of the drama. Stay out of the mix. Don't do nothing that's going to put you in a light that you don't want to be in. Because I'm telling you, bro, a nigga going to come and find you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
That's true.
Nigga going to come and do something to you, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck what you think or how tough you think you is. Somebody going to do something to you. Especially if they feel like they can get their hands on you.
And they say, you live by the gun, die by the gun.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever that is.
And I mean, like, I'm not faulting the people for the tears and all that shit, but you got to know who you dealing with. You got to know who your family members are. You got to know who you love. Understand the life that they've chose to live. And I'm not saying don't mourn over it, but understand it. Understand that that's what comes with it. For real.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like nowadays, though, it's more than just that now to the point that the guy, I mean, it's still society shit, like jobs, goddamn, financially. Like, shit, folks ain't made enough money, so it do make them go do shit that they ain't really used to doing or really about their life, as we say, you know? So that shit got to change, too. Opportunities has to be out there. People have to give these people opportunities.
Yeah. That's true. But let's not act like motherfuckers don't do anything that they not about that life about doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just want the notoriety from their peers.
True.
You know?
From the women.
From the women in particular. But at the same time, a lot of niggas go for attention from the homeboys. Big brother.
Big bro.
Big brother. Mm-hmm. Big bro.
Big bro definitely will influence your ass to do some shit that you not ready to do.
Big bro got a lot of
God. Telling you, bro, I ain't never been the type of nigga. None of my niggas in the mob have never been the type of people that be like, I need notoriety from anybody to say that I'm that kind of guy.
Fuck no.
I got a little girl. You know what I'm saying? I got somebody who I feel like loves me enough for who I am without knowing anything about me, that knows anything about anything I've ever been through. That's enough for me. And I ain't saying everybody just go out here and pop out children so you can get that love, but at the same time, like, bro, love your fucking self. Love who you are. Because, bro, like, man, bro, you'll fuck around and chase that love, and you find that love in the wrong places. Find that love wrong as fuck.
Speaking of child and love and stuff, I don't mean to go off track.
You good?
But, bro, whoever doll that is, mm-hmm. sitting by the mirror over there,
Scared the shit out of you.
That shit is creepy as fuck.
It scared the shit out of you.
So it looks like a real kid.
Yeah.
It looks like a real child. They've been playing with
that damn. That's my girl. That's my girl, little girl doll. She
that looks like a real child.
Yeah. We got about three of them in this motherfucker. The other one's closed behind that door over there. We ain't opening that door.
Yeah,
Annabelle. Man, what? I swear to God, that door open. And if I wake up in the morning, the door open, I'm running out here to work.
Like, all jokes aside, though, why? Wait a minute. Hold on. We're not going to just skip over the fact that you scared to open a door because a doll is in there.
No, I said if I wake up and the door already open. If that door is open when I wake up in the morning, I'm running out of this bitch.
Wait, why, though? Because there's a doll in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't scare me.
Shit, don't say Annabelle. Hey, don't scare me. You don't say that word no more. For Jackie. Real.
What you say, bitch? You started it.
Oh, God, you started it. I'm going to let you know why. Hey, look. For real. I'm scared for real. I'm a scary ass nigga. I don't even get on roller coasters.
Yeah, well, that doll over there is scary. I'm talking about the skin, all that.
Man, what? Bro, like, they had got the motherfuckers. They had, like, three on. And my girl had bought them, you know what I'm saying, for them and shit. I was like, damn. Motherfucker look like they real.
Yeah.
I like, I don't really like that, for real. My baby playing with him. She like, I want my baby in here. She go get the baby. I'm thinking she finna go grab one of the other little bears and shit out of the room. She lay that motherfucker right beside me. I said, you don't put her on the other side? You don't put her over there? Put her over there where I can't, you know what I'm saying? Look at her face with her eyes closed because, you know, they lay down, their eyes closed and shit. You send them up in a certain angle, and then their eyes open.
Yeah.
I like, hold on, wait a minute. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's okay that they have them still, though. I remember, I don't remember, but I have been told back in the day in sex education class.
Oh, God.
I used to have the babies that you hold and take care of. I ain't never seen one of those.
Mm-mm. I mean, neither. We had flour.
That's why our generation fucked up as it is.
We had shit.
We had
flour.
You did it in Pensa?
In Roswell.
I'm just saying, we ain't had shit.
No, we had flour in Roswell. We didn't have actual baby dolls. They had little flour. You put a face and all that stuff on it and shit like that.
Flour?
Mm-hmm. Put hair on my eyes. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't took it home, though. My partner did. Shout out to you, girl. You did good, girl. We passed.
Fuck, she
was in good care.
Hey, flower.
Mm-hmm. Little flower bag. Don't do my baby.
I'm saying, like, is this like a construction paper flower or like a flower?
No, flower you can cook with.
Oh, flower.
Flower you can cook with, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was like wrapped up in a blanket, you know what I'm saying? Put the hair over the head, put a face on it, you know what I'm saying? Draw a little face on it.
Oh, okay.
Take care of it. Sure. Don't make no noise. Don't do none of that. Fake little bottles and shit to feed it, you know what I'm saying? All right. Has any damage happened to the baby? Let me check the wrinkles in the fucking pack that the flower's inside of. That type of shit. So we definitely took care of our flower. We left that bitch alone, you know what I'm saying? For real.
How you know they ain't replaced the flower bag?
You don't know.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, look. Hey, look. We passed.
How the fuck a flower bag compared to a baby?
I don't understand
the process
between that. I don't understand.
We passed. That's crazy. We passed. No, we had to do like a report. We had to do a report. Pretty much for real. It's just a little. It wasn't even a long experiment. It was like one. I ain't gonna say 1 week. It was probably like 3 days. Did the shit, and just like, you know what I'm saying, like it was just an experiment that had to happen. Like we had to do that shit because of the kind of class we was in. But man, they didn't take that shit serious, man. We did that shit, man. She was like,
yeah,
well, What did the baby do? How did y'all take care of him overnight? Ask your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her to write a report on it. For real.
I actually wish I was given that assignment in school. I was never given a little fake baby assignment.
Yeah, we did that shit. That, like he said, we didn't do it in high school when I came back to Birmingham because I lived in Atlanta for about 3 years.
Oh.
So I lived out there, and they did that at the school I was in in Atlanta. And they did that shit, and I was like, y'all really doing that shit?
Wait, so how was the school system, like, I don't know if you're on camera, how was the school system between Atlanta and here?
A lot different. Birmingham is a lot slower. So when I came back to Birmingham, a lot of kids down here didn't know the stuff that I already knew. So, like, I was tutoring a lot of, like, star football players and stuff like that. Shout out to my boys. I was tutoring a lot of them in, like, math and science. Well, not science, because I sucked at science, but math. specifically because I knew that I was good at math. So I tutored a lot of my boys that I'm still cool with to this day. And they acceded, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them probably didn't go as far as they wanted to because of baby issues, if you know what I'm talking about. Hell no. She was asking, like, what's the difference between, like, school systems out here and school systems in Georgia? Because, you know, I came down here from Georgia and shit, but I was telling her, like, I tutored some guys. We'll talk about it when we get off camera. But I tutored some guys that was, like, star football players at Pinson, and the motherfuckers was not catching on. But I dumbed it down for them to pass and shit like that. But they just slow down here. Like, everything down here reached down here slow. Like, music, everything. Like, it was just slow. And I could tell, like, from being down here and then coming back home, I was like, damn, like, y'all ain't caught up. Like, motherfuckers weren't catching on to Sperry's and Wallabies and all that shit until, like, I really popped up to the school just wearing the shit with my with my Nike Elite socks and shit. Like, they're like, what the fuck did they got on? And I'm like, nigga, I'm finna rock this shit, wrong guy. And in a few more months, my mama, you finna be wearing it too. You feel me? Like, y'all niggas, y'all not on it because y'all not like that. Like, y'all don't do that shit, but the white boys is on it. But the black boys start getting with the program. Okay. Yeah.
Eventually,
you start making. I ain't gonna lie, a lot of kids. I've seen a lot of kids come to Pinson and change that shit though, like because I went to Pinson High School, Pinson Valley High School, and a lot of people came to that school and started changing a lot of ways, like start changing up the swag, changing up the charisma around everybody, like because we had in my class specifically, we had a lot of niggas that was straight out the Jets, straight out the hood, that was at Pinson just for no fucking reason.
That's interesting. Pinson comes off as a uppity city.
It was. Until, like, a lot of kids that he went to school with beforehand made it to high school.
Yeah, okay.
So them niggas was all in middle school ready to turn the high school out. You know what I'm saying? So when I got there, I met them niggas in high school and they turning that bitch out. You know what I'm saying? But I had to bring a little bit of that flavor back. You know what I'm saying? I got back down that bitch and then you had some old kids that came in behind me. And they were just like, shit, hey, look. We finna keep this shit right now. We ain't finna just thug this bitch out now. You know what I'm saying? So we had some kids to go to the NFL out of there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of kids went to the NFL after I made it down here and got acquainted with everybody.
Man, you got to shout out to the kids that we coached to, man, that whole class.
Yeah. Shout out to JoJo. Shout out to Kool-Aid, Cam Glizzy. Shout out to all y'all kids, man. Y'all definitely grew up and y'all made y'all names for yourselves, bro. I love y'all. Always, for sure.
Yeah, man. Let's get back in your business. Like, what's things you like to do, you know, outside of, you know, working and music?
I like to work out. I like to sleep. I like to shop. I like to party. I ain't gonna lie. I work hard. I party hard. Just be honest.
As you should.
Yeah, absolutely. Shit. I like animals. I fuck with animals.
Okay.
Animals are cool.
You got a favorite one?
My favorite animal is a black panther. But if we're talking about domestic animals, I like any type of cat. I like cats. I like cats. A lot of people don't like cats, look. If you like cats, you're a special type of person.
You're a special type of person.
I hate them motherfuckers.
I love a good little cat. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying, why a panther, though?
Right.
Okay, well, I like panthers because my favorite color is black. My favorite type of animal is cats. 2 + 2 = 4. But...
I forgot we even dropped off on.
Oh, might as well make a new conversation.
Fuck it.
Can I smoke on camera? I can't smoke on camera though.
No, you can't.
Oh. You straight.
You better ask your friends.
Oh, God, we be doing it. Yes, sir, we back again, once again. Don't fuck with us. Don't play with us. My mama, bro. Yeah, man.
Since she like music, we can ask her the questions we ask our artists.
Yeah.
So, say you had to do a feature. You got to name, you got to be two R&B singers and three just people you would do a feature with. It don't matter they alive, dead, whatever. Your top five.
Don't matter.
All right. Got to do a feature with Michael Jackson. Mm. Go ahead and solidify my future for the next five generations. Go ahead and get a Michael Jackson feature.
Okay.
I need a Drake feature. I need a Future feature. Mm. Those three. Drake, Future, Michael Jackson.
Okay. I like it.
Right now, depending on the type of music, you gave me like five options. Mm. I'm going to say right now, just for notoriety, I'm gonna get Sexy Red. We're going to come out with some sort of fire little R&B switch, twerk, ratchet shit. We're going to come out with something just because I need the numbers. I need the attention.
I like that.
So that's what we're going to do. And then I'm going to get a little throwback. I don't know if you guys know about Sade.
I heard the name. Sade.
You guys know about Sade? I know Sade.
Yeah, I know Sade. I heard the name.
You know what I mean? Or some sort of like...
I'm about to look that one up.
I know the name. Maybe some sort of Isley Brothers, something. Okay. I need some sort of like Marvin Gaye. Yeah, I need some sort of like Isley. Real...
Oh, yeah. You hitting it.
Real, yeah. Touch something some that's
saying
gone.
Though, man. Why ain't nobody said my boy John B, man? Everybody be forgetting about him.
Yeah, I don't
man.
Know.
You don't know who John B is?
Don't listen to what people say.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
These folks, man.
Yeah, Bryson Tiller and it, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I fought with John B now, but at the same time, like, that many other people. Carl Thomas, Joe.
True.
Yeah, man, Jagged Edge. We got shit like shit. If you want to hit the hard R&B shit, come on, don't play with me. Shit, I'm a singing saying, ass nigga.
I just feel like that'll be different though. He's somebody that people don't expect you to do one with.
No, yeah. And that's the thing. Yeah. You're right. That's true. You're right. You actually you know I ain't gonna lie. Nigga, I tilt my head.
Come on, bitch.
You just tell me.
A lot of people don't know his name though, but if you say you start singing his songs, the song,
yeah.
Motherfuckers, mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That's why I say I tilt my hat to him, bro, because that people. Don't know his name is John B.
Exactly.
He is that nigga, bro.
That's what's going on. I don't know who I thought that was. Like Jacquees, maybe. I don't know who I thought that was.
Right. Nah, see. I mean, I fuck with Jacquees. That's my dog. Yeah,
I can't say I don't fuck with Jacquees. Like, people be trying to talk that shit about Jacquees. I kind of fuck with Jacquees.
Yeah, I fuck with him.
I fuck with him.
But if we go on R&B, definitely digging in my bag for the old niggas.
Yeah.
I gotta go John B. I gotta go 112.
Def.
I gotta go with them niggas that Notice just really
jagged edge.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta go back in the back in the back.
I'm getting them.
Hey, come here. We gotta do some.
I would probably get Aaliyah on my team.
Hell yeah.
I get Aaliyah on my team. Mm-hmm. I get Aaliyah on my team. I'm straight.
Come on.
You know what I mean? If I was able to bring her back and put Aaliyah on my team, I'd be cool.
Yeah. The
fucking same.
Cause I definitely we had a girl that only named deceased rappers and singers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. She named, you know, Young Dolph, Juice WRLD, Lil Key. She named
people that I ain't even think.
I was like, what
name.
The fuck? I was like, God damn, girl, you named everybody who did. But it was like, I see why you
said
that though.
She said Mo 3-2.
Mo 3, oh my god, she said Mo 3-2. I'm like, damn.
I've never really been a Mo 3 fan.
Me neither. I wasn't either.
Really a Mo 3 fan. A lot of people appreciated Mo 3 and a lot of people showed their sadness when he died. I was never really a Mo 3 fan.
Right.
I was a Young Dolph fan. Fuck mm-hmm. Young Dolph. Shout out to Young Dolph. That's very unfortunate. They not my nigga off. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Yeah.
I was a fan. I ain't gonna lie. Me personally, I like just like his music. I like some gangster love shit. Like I like niggas that can still rap but still be talking about like a woman and shit like that.
So like a Moneybag or like a Tupac or like.
I say a Tupac. Like a Tupac. You got Mo 3,
you got Rod Wave.
Sometimes you got Rod Wave, definitely a Rod Wave.
Definitely Rod Wave.
Definitely fuck Rod Wave. So you definitely, Perk, you fucking with Huncho.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I know you fucking with Huncho.
I like his flow.
I know you fucking with him.
I feel like I told him he was here, and then he did that song that I told him to do at the performance thing. I feel like he don't really know his own potential. Type mm-hmm. shit, like the way that he really should do. I feel like he think like he can't do it because everybody ain't fucking with it. But I feel like when he performed the Unis, that really showed him like, yeah, people actually fuck with it.
Yeah, man. people don't want to be locked in a box, man. That's the thing. Like, what people like from Southern niggas, for Southern niggas that's in this time, it's so hard for us to wrap ourselves around just being catered to women alone. Because it's like, damn, is a nigga going to try to play me? Or is a nigga going to try to not, is a nigga not going to take me serious because I'm just doing R&B music or I'm doing music for women? But I be telling, like, what's his name that we're supposed to be having on the podcast? man, what's his name, bro?
He supposed to be coming?
Yeah, he's supposed to be coming on the podcast. Fuck, Cedric DeWayne.
Oh.
Do not.
Yeah, he's saying, though.
Yeah, he's saying. Yeah. And don't stop singing. Yeah. That's my thing,
too. That nigga sing.
Don't stop singing, bro. I don't give a fuck about being hard, cuz. Like, fuck being hard, bro. Like.
Look,
right.
It be the motherfuckers who people least expect to get all the hoes. Like Maxwell. Maxwell's a singing ass nigga. He got all the hoes.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson singing ass nigga. He got all the hoes. You know what I mean? Man, who? Who nigga that's Keith in jail?
Oh, R. Kelly.
R. Kelly's a singing ass nigga. He had all the hoes. Motherfuckers try to pin all the point on R. Kelly. Them hoes was going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Them hoes was going, bro. Them hoes was going.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's why I said, like, cater to that shit. Don't never stop. Don't get up off of that shit because, I mean, like, we got enough rappers, bro. Like, let's bring in some of that love.
Got enough hardship.
Hard, bro. Like, everybody just want to be tough as fuck. Let's be the niggas that's catering to what they really need to hear. We hear enough of fuck my baby daddy, fuck my baby mama, fuck this nigga, fuck that bitch.
I miss the days when they played Pretty Ricky in the club.
You know what I'm saying?
I miss some grind with me. I miss them days, boy.
They been crying on me.
That was dumb.
Let your mind and taking time on me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about getting on the floor, fucking that bitch. Yeah.
That was them
levels. Let me show you how good my hips are.
We hit levels then.
And on God, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, why get away from that, bro? Because, like, I mean, at the end of the night, what you want? I want a woman right next to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all that gangster shit over with, what the fuck you want to lay next to? You don't want no nigga next to you with no block.
Fuck no.
You want your bitch right there. You want your lady right there.
I'm trying to
leave
y'all after this. I ain't even trying to be with you.
Fuck, nigga. Like, come on, bro. Like, get up out of that tough shit, nigga. Like, let that shit go. Mm-hmm. Stop it, nigga. Like, yeah. That's why I said, like, I'm going to keep singing. I'm going to keep doing that shit because, like, shit, we need our women to be back women. We projecting too much of this hard shit out here. We ain't even giving them the opportunity to be vulnerable for us. We're not even doing that no more. Like, they can't even beef south for us because shit, all we putting out is music for them to turn up and be angry as fuck at.
Yeah. It's a tough world out here.
God, bro.
That's why they running these niggas now.
Oh, God. Running them.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
A fucking track meet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fuck.
Absolutely. The dynamic is insane.
Telling you, bro. I'm telling you, bro. When I talk to my women, bro, I be telling their ass, like, hey, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to tell you to shut the fuck up, but shut the fuck up.
Please.
I got you. And when I say I got it, I got it. It's all good. Like, I'm going to hold it down. I ain't gonna manipulate you or persuade you in no wrong direction. But let me be a man, though. I'm telling you, as long as you let me lead the way, I'm going to guide you right there to the path that we need to be on. Don't do too much. I got it. You got to let these women be women.
So. What do y'all think is the main problem in this generation when it comes down to dating? What is the core issue? And why are we so depressed?
Go ahead, Park.
When it comes down to
communication. Dating, I say fucking communication. Communication goes deeper than what motherfuckers think. I feel like communication is a motherfucker right now in our world. And then, I guess the social world. Like,
true.
Everybody want to be somebody just because what they see they doing with it. You know what I'm saying? These, you know, we say artists, but cool, okay. Artists, you know, singers, all them. But everyday people, too. Like, you see a motherfucker when you go to work or a lady that's out about and you feel like, okay, yeah, I want her lifestyle. I want to be like that. I want to be treated like that. When you really don't even know what the fuck going on. When you could just be your own self, be your own person, and communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what's going on behind closed doors, my boy.
Piggybacking off of my boy, like, I do feel like social media play a high key and a lot of people are into music, so I feel like music play a key too. I feel like music really persuades people.
Absolutely.
Because you may wake up. I know, me personally, I wake up with songs in my head.
Yeah.
And I may jump into the car and play that song on the way to work. And that's my mood for the day. So I feel like music persuades people in ways. You can wake up. I've waken up plenty of times with R&B music on my mind or a rap song on my mind. That just give me my persona for the day. Because I'm a Gemini for one. So I wake up all kind of different ways. I'm a motherfucker.
You go throwing that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a motherfucker. I might be like this. Then I might be like this. Then I might be like that. So it's just like, it's different ways, different characters you might get any kind of moment, any kind of day. So it's definitely, I feel like me personally, yeah, music. Music definitely can play a key into your relationship. If you feel like you are intrigued by a certain artist and you want to do whatever the fuck they doing, or if you just easily persuade or easily influence like that, then yeah, that shit can fuck with your relationship. Cause no, that's not you. But like I said, piggybacking off of what he said, it all comes with communication. Cause shit, like yeah, you can like that person and all that, but when you disconnect yourself from that, know who you dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, okay, yeah, you're a sexy red-ass motherfucker. You like her. Cool, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with you liking sexy red, but know that I'm not the nigga you can be sexy red with. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that nigga you gonna be sexy red. You can be sexy red when you with your homegirls and y'all out clubbing and all that shit. Be hurt when you with hurt with them. Don't be sexy red with me, because I'm gonna knock your fucking head off your shoulders. Don't play with me like that. Let's keep it P. Know who the fuck you with when you with them. Know who you're around when you're around them. Because I ain't that nigga. Like, you play that shit over there. Don't play that shit over here. I'm not that nigga. But, yeah. That's it come down to that.
Your turn.
What? I forgot the question.
You asked the question.
You asked it.
I forgot the question.
You asked it.
Yeah, I forgot it.
You asked it. We don't never let nobody ask us no questions. So, you definitely.
You said, why do we believe relationships don't work out?
Or relationships go how they go, or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I absolutely agree. Music plays a huge role into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, I mean, music is honestly like 75% of it.
I feel like it too.
We listen to this stuff every single day, everywhere. We walk around singing it. You know what I mean? Like, people played it. It's just inevitable to hear it, so, and that's their purpose. The purpose is to put things into the music to make people act a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know, and we reflect this music in our relationships, family wise, friends wise, and like partner wise. But hey, the only thing we could do is change what we listen to, change how we. You know, because you can't say it's just music. I'm just going to listen to it and it's not going to affect me. Because it's going to affect you regardless of whether or not you think it does or not. Yes. You know, it all works off of frequencies and wavelengths. Not to get nerdy on y'all.
Right, no, I get you. Oh, God, true. I feel you. Oh, my.
It's true. You know what I mean? Like, we can't help it. Like, we literally cannot help it. So, you know, a person might say, like, oh, it's just music. I'm just listening to it and all that shit. It affects you. You just don't know it.
Like, oh, my God, I feel where you're coming from, because that's why I said, like, that might set my mood for the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It does. It does off, like, frequency and all that shit. Like, it do based off that, because I would literally, if I wake up and John B is in my head, I'm feeling sexy today. I'm feeling like singing to a bitch today. You know what I'm saying? So it may put me in that state of mind. You know what I'm saying? I might not feel aggressive like I did just yesterday when I was listening to YTB Fat. And shiesty and shit. You know what I'm saying? It might put me in a whole different mindset. So, no, I do believe in that. For real.
Yeah, motherfucker listen to a song and say, fuck, bitches get money. Hey, that's what they going with.
You feel me?
That's what they going with.
That's your only focus.
Motherfucker
for
listen to Sexy Red all day. That's what she, that's, hey, don't be surprised. You know, so.
Yeah. Nah, I believe in that for sure. She be like, for real, like, what's your, I'm asking, what's your type of man? If you had to describe the kind of man that you would like to, you know, grow old with and get all wrinkly with.
What's my type of man? Okay. So I've come to the realization that I'm not going to say all men are the same.
Thank you.
But if you put all niggas in a bag and you shake them up, mm-hmm. you take a nigga out, you know what I mean? Y'all like marbles.
What?
Niggas are like marbles. They come in a million different shapes. A million different colors. Not even shapes. They come in a million different colors. You feel me? You put them in a bag. You shake it, that shit up. You feel me? You might get a red, blue, green, yellow, blue. Whatever. They all, y'all all low key. Yeah. You know, y'all not the same, but, you know.
We have a lot of similarities.
Y'all got a lot of similarities. So when I say with the type of man I'm attracted to, number one is a God-fearing man. You have to be a God-fearing man. You have to be able to submit to something.
Amen.
You know, how you expect me to be able to submit to you and you lead and you can't, what are you following? You know? Mm-hmm. Two, of course you need to be outgoing and fun because, like, I'm the type to be like, hey, I'm off for the next 3 days. Man. Let's go. Like, hey, what's up? Like, let's go somewhere. Let's do something. We finna do something. We finna go. Like, we finna go. We finna pack our bag. We finna go. You know,
being spontaneous is big.
Being spontaneous is important. I'm a Leo, so I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus.
You know, spontaneity.
She got a little wild side.
Spontaneity.
She got a little wild side. She got a little wild side.
That's what everybody says. Leo's got a reputation. Spontaneity is important.
They too close to us.
Yeah, true.
True. That's why I'm scared of them. They too close to us. Yeah.
Spontaneity. Oh, I need a smart. They gotta be smart, both book and street. I like talent in some way, shape, or form, whether it's athleticism, you know what I mean, poetry, music. You good at science. Like you gotta have some sort of passion, some sort of talent, and something.
Yeah.
Let me know you got some sort of like. Flame, something that sparks your interest. Like, let me
right.
You know, you got all four of those things, you straight.
That's something I've never heard a girl say. I've never heard a girl say, you got to have some type of talent.
Yeah, because you know why? Because a lot of people don't know what they're passionate in. A lot of people don't know what they're talented in. So what am I to say? If I don't know what I'm passionate or talented in, what am I to say? I'm looking for a man that's passionate and talented in something.
True.
You know what I mean? I know I'm passionate about things. I know I'm talented in things. And I know the type of feeling it brings. So to know that another person feels that type of way, that tells a lot about that person. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it do. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I ain't going to lie. I feel like if you don't have no passion or talent in nothing else, all you looking for is what I got to offer for you. You're not going to find the time to make something amuse you or entertain you.
Yeah.
You're just going to be drawn into attention from me. When really you can get burnt out on a relationship like that. Day in, day out, all you want to do is just talk on the phone with me or just do something with me or just find something that you like to do. Find something that you're passionate about that takes you away so we can be like, man, I missed you. What you been doing all day? Give us a topic. Give us something to talk about. Something that takes us away from each other that we come back and we can be like, well, this is what my day was like. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like somebody should have a talent or a passion or something because I'm like, damn, like, you would get burnt out on a person from just being in their face all fucking day. You ain't got nothing you did all day.
Damn.
You've been up my ass all day that you have nothing else that you've been doing that just you can come tell me or give me advice on.
That shit pisses me off.
Like, come on, bro. Do something else besides me. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, get off of me. Do something else. Like,
man,
do something that you like.
Yeah, even past a relationship thing, it's like if you don't have any passion or talent for anything, mm-hmm. where are you going in life?
True that.
Like, what are you doing in life? Like, what are you doing? Like, a person can get a career all day. Like, you know what I mean? You can get the best job all day, but if you're not passionate about it. Or you're not following your dream or what your heart says follow. You never gonna be happy. Shit, what can I do with you if you're not happy? I can't change your happiness. You know, so it always stems back to that. Like, it does. It always stems back to
that. Yeah, true that. Because I definitely have a degree in a career and something I have no fucking interest in. I don't like it. I really want to stop doing that shit. I hate I wasted 4 years. But no, I ain't going to say it was a waste because I make good money doing what I do. But fuck, bro. Like, I don't want to do this no more. I'm done. Like,
okay, so what do you do?
I'm a tool maker. I make shit. Like, I can make you a table. I can make you a microphone. Or I can make you, not this piece of it because I don't think that. I probably have to have a special tool for some shit. No, like it's I manipulate wood and metal, so I can pretty much like I have a machine. We have machines that make cylinder shape shit, round shit, square shit, and I just create shit. I read blueprints and I make stuff out of machines.
So what don't you like about it?
It's not interesting because of the. Oh yeah, man. Like I was saying, like my job, I make shit, but at the same time, like I make shit for car parts. Mercedes Benz and all that shit. So it's probably just not my interest as far as making shit for my job specifically. But maybe if I was to get into a different path of it, then maybe I'd like it more. But right now, I just want to make some money doing some shit I love.
Yeah.
So I ain't.
I know how that go.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What I was gonna ask? I was gonna ask me a question though, cause I got a question. What's your favorite quality about yourself?
What's my favorite quality about myself? That's a good question. What's a good quality about myself? I like that I like a challenge. I think that's gonna be my answer. I like that I like a challenge because that just lets me know that there's nothing that could really stop me. You know what I mean? There's nothing like, you know what I mean? Like, I love to learn. I love to learn. Like, right. I'm one of those motherfuckers who love to learn. I love to read up on things. I love to be taught things. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like doing things that I don't know about and being challenged, that interests me. That piques my interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, shit. I never did this before.
Right.
Yeah, I like this. Let me learn how to do this. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't know how to do this. Oh, shit. I'm finna learn.
Right.
You know, like, I think that might be one of my favorite characteristics. And it take a certain type of person to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it does. It does. Because, shit, like, a lot of people just are so complacent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about y'all?
Mine's like, be the same. Mine ain't gonna count.
Like, learning new shit?
Yeah. I mean, and then I like that I can do shit that a lot of people can't like. That shit that people find, like, challenging, like, mind-blowing. But to me, that shit be so simple. It's like, I like that shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like the fact that I fit in everywhere I go.
That's a good one.
I like the fact that I can be around anybody in any kind of environment or anywhere and just be like, I'm comfortable.
That's special, though.
Yeah.
That's special.
That's what I like about myself.
That's special. What's y'all least favorite quality about yourself?
Damn.
I got a temper.
Might as well, Mark.
I got a temper. That's what I hate about myself. I hate that about myself. I hate that stuff trigger me the way it does. And if I could stop it, I would.
That's deep. Ooh, That's very reflective. I like that.
It's perfect. No, I'm not lying.
I like that. Yeah, straight. You said that quick as fuck, too. Like, you're like, yeah, I already know. That
motherfucker is crazy.
Yeah.
I hate that, bro. I don't want to be like that, though.
Man.
I can't help that it bothers me.
Ooh, I know mine's. I'm hard to love. That's mine.
Why you think that?
Because I'm hard as fuck to deal with.
You got to deal with.
If you can love me, man, you are a strong motherfucker. You really fuck with people. Oh, like, God. You have to. Because I'm going to put you through it. I ain't even going
to care.
I'm going to put you fucking through it. But I love hard, too. But it's a hard love.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What about you?
Shit, I think, I overthink about everything. I'm overthinking. I analyze everything.
Yeah.
Like, I analyze everything, and that shit drives me crazy.
Damn.
Like, yeah, I do. I analyze everything. from multiple perspectives. I think I analyze everything from top to bottom.
Yeah.
That shit.
So
you know
do you
what
feel
mean?
Like you miss a lot of things?
If I miss it, it's on purpose.
You don't want to see it.
If I miss it, it's on purpose. I let it go. Like if I miss it, no cap. If I miss it on purpose, but like I've grown to like live in the moment and be like fuck this shit. Like I'm not finna overthink about shit. Like I'm finna just live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Type shit. You know, cause
there's a lot of shit you have to do that too.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit you gotta do. You can't overthink. You're gonna stress yourself out.
Yeah.
Overthinking about everything. That's crazy. It goes past relationships. You know what I mean? Like
definitely.
You know, like you. You're going to drive yourself crazy doing that shit. Nah, bro. But I don't know if that's necessarily considered a weakness, but...
not necessarily, but I can definitely agree.
Yeah, it would be.
I can see that. Why? Yeah, I can see why.
So what's one thing y'all would change about yourself, like, if you could?
Yeah, my least favorite thing.
Maybe.
I would change
my height. I want to be 6'5". Fuck that. I don't care about being hard to love. I want to be tall. Deal with me or not. Fuck that.
Yeah,
nah. Shout out to our short kings.
Mm-hmm. Man, what?
Shout out to our short kings.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Love who you are.
Shout out to our short kings.
I love who I am. I wouldn't change a fucking thing about myself. Other than the fact that I have a temper problem. But if I could change that, man, boy, I'd be better off. Fuck. I ain't gonna say too much, but I definitely wouldn't have. I've never been in handcuffs, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just wouldn't have never. The situation I'm in, you know what I'm saying? Like I would be doing some shit type shit. Fuck, man. Like, damn, cuz. What the fuck did I just do, nigga? What the fuck, man? And that hoe looking at this nigga. He looking at me. I'm looking at him. I'm about to knock his ass out. Boy, what the fuck you looking at, boy? You lost your fucking mind, boy. You better close your eyes, nigga. You better go to sleep in this hoe, boy. If I lose my shit in that hoe, boy. You stupid, nigga.
Oh, shit, man.
I can lose it a little bit.
Man.
I can lose the control a little bit.
That boy location didn't move.
Just the fuck up.
He said, yeah, he got
that nigga locked up. That boy in jail. He ain't left. He ain't left that motherfucker, did he? He ain't gone nowhere. Think he in there all night?
Oh, boy. Boy. Yo ass, boy. You know you was the talk of the group that night. Oh, man. Well, Trey said, he know we talking about him.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I thought about y'all at least two or three times in the 24 hours. Shit, man. I know they had cracking and everything, bro. They had probably making jokes and all kind of shit. I'm in the hole looking at the hard concrete wall. I'm finna punch this hole in a minute if you keep looking at me, too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. But yeah, man. Hey, look. Let's get off of this shit. Fuck. Hey, man, look, it's ATG. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it do. Y'all know what it does. Another episode down in history. Y'all make sure y'all come and check us out. Subscribe, share, love, comment, all that good shit, man. We do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, hey, shout out to my guest, man. Let them know who you is again.
Tina. Know me as Tree Hugger. Y'all follow me on Chris Tree Hugger on Instagram. And just, hey. Let's go.
Fuck with my girl, man. Fuck with us. And fuck with ACG, man. Y'all know what it is. And we are out. Yes, sir.
Only on ATG TV.